Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the things that we're all always looking for is just a line of wines that you always know are going to be good quality, that are not too expensive, just as a good fallback every day, enjoy it and grab it wine. And there's a name that we've been kicking around for years.
Whenever anyone asks me for a recommendation for just such a wine, I inevitably say Bogle. Because I've never gone wrong.
Yeah,
these guys are wonderful.
Right.
The prices are always very reasonable, always in the mid-teens or so. They do especially well with the heavy big reds.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a whole line of wines that are really lovely. I haven't tried it, but the Chardonnay even comes very highly recommended.
I've actually had that. It's quite good.
Yeah, so here we go. Let's talk about the king of value wines, Bogle. And I just love them. They have a Pinot Noir, California 2012 for $16. And as Pinot goes, this is pretty much strictly entry level.
Sure.
But I want you not think about Pinot as the big, elegant, you know, Burgundy-style wine. I want you to think about it as Pinot Noir, the everyday wine.
Okay.
And that's what you're getting with this. You're getting a lot of the, you know, classic flavors. You're not getting the complexity, but you're getting the proper weight, the classic nose and the classic profile of flavors.
For 16 bucks?
Yeah, for
sounds
16
great.
Bucks. You can't beat it. It's a good representation of that varietal. Cabernet Sauvignon. There's a lot of it floating around California. Bogle's Cab Sauv from 2012 at $15. Again, this is what I would call a roll up your sleeves and, you know, lunch pail Cabernet Sauvignon. It's so informal. It doesn't have, you know, formality. It doesn't have that kind of elegance that you might find in a great Bordeaux.
But you don't need that all the time.
You don't need that all the time. If you want those flavors, you're going to find here. Complexity? No, not a ton of it. Fruit? Yes, you will get a ton of fruit.
Right. And not going to feel guilty when you pull the cork.
No, $15, my goodness. So it's just really nice. If you're a cab lover and you got to get your cab fixed, you can't beat it. Now, here's where they really get good. The Bogle Old Vine Zinfandel, California Appellation, again, 2012. Right. Got a little age to it. $15. And this is just such wonderful wine. Big, soft, deeply flavored, very nicely made. It starts with a nose featuring woody briar, blackberries, black olives, and peppery spices. And on the palate, the wine is dense but really, really smooth. The fruit is very sweet, and it's dark, and it's deep. There's a lot of peppery blackberry, very mild tannins, very enjoyable Zinfandel. I really, really liked it. Now, it wouldn't be surprising if Bogle were to look to France and the Côte d'Aron for some inspiration,
mm-hmm.
because after all, they know a thing about making some big red blends over there. They make a wine at Bogle called Essential Red. It's, again, California Appellation, 2013, $15. They didn't tell you on the label what goes into it. I kind of looked it up, though, online, and I was pretty close. Zin, Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Syrah, regular Syrah. I had mistakenly thought Merlot was in there somewhere, but it's a natural mistake.
What the heck?
What the heck? But this is like if a bunch of Côte d'Aron architects designed this house and it was built by Californians. This is what you would get. So it is a California version of Côte d'Aron, which means I'm going to love it because it had that wildness but the depth of flavor. Really good. Bogle's Essential Red. And folks, you can't go wrong with Bogle. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. And you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.